Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Edmonton takes game one of the Stanley Cup Final. I admittedly was asleep by the time that goal rolled around.
Well, I'm an oil man, so I was in on that.
I did watch more than I expected of that game last night. Now, the Red Sox played a day game.
Right, that helps.
Really nothing else going on, so that aided in it. But I watched more than I thought. That place was bananas last night.
Electric.
It was electric. It's the right
way. Electric factor.
They score like a minute plus in whatever it was. Dreisaitl got that goal as well. He got the game winner. Marchand, your guy Keith,
sure
had a goal
is
sandwiched in there. Looks like Florida was in the driver's seat. They blow
a
2-goal.
3-1. Yeah.
Well, 2-goal lead.
Toughest to hold on to in hockey.
They should have not scored. I mean, I was yelling
just
at my team
around
when Florida went up 3-1. I go, what'd you do that for? That was stupid.
Just dump and chase.
Hardest goal, hardest lead to protect in sports. Like, I was dumb. Why'd
you
do that?
That was a mistake on their
part. You'd rather be up one than up two.
That's Sam Bennett's
moronic
fault. Uh-huh.
Moronic. Speaking of Bennett, that was the first goal they got last night. The goalie interference.
Lame.
Wormy little play.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Sam Bennett.
And it led to Marchand's power play goal on the ensuing power play after the failed coach's challenge on the goalie interference. I say all that to say this. I think, Keith, going into game one.
You think?
Marchand sneaky?
Mm.
Indirectly.
Oh.
Apologize to you, Rich Keefe.
You think so?
Well.
Is that how you heard it?
Why don't you listen for yourself? Okay. Let's listen to this and let's see if Marchand gave a mea culpa about biting off Keefe's head earlier this year.
Yeah, it was stressful. It was stressful in a lot of senses just because some of them were situations I really hadn't been in before and didn't, I wouldn't say I dealt with them great. The business side of it, I let it frustrate me, and then obviously our team wasn't having the success that we expected, and, you know, we were having a hard time getting it back on track, and then eventually we did, and we thought we were climbing back into a playoff position, and then we just kind of fell apart. So it just started to, you know, there was different hurdles that continue to get frustrating and stressful throughout the year, but, you know, that's part of the game, and you got to find ways to deal with it. And like I said, I wish I had done a better job at times, but something I can learn from.
Okay,
this is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's gonna have a job after this is insane.
Look, Keith,
you know what,
you don't know what he's going through. It was a stressful year.
It's true.
The man was under a lot of stress. He was trying to negotiate a new contract. He was trying to turn the Bruins around and lead them back to the playoffs. He bit your head off, and he didn't mean it. Apology accepted?
You know what, Brad?
Yeah.
Apology not accepted.
No!
Once you're on my list, you're on my list forever.
Keith, that was an olive branch.
Grudge list.
Indirect olive branch.
Don't want it.
That was an olive. You don't want
deflected.
That?
Deflected. Batted away. Don't want it. Oh, stressful year? Yeah. Nobody's dealing with stress.
Do you think in any way...
I called for my job.
Okay, when he was talking about that yesterday, do you think in any way... him barking at you crossed his mind? Do you think that was anything he was considering?
I feel like no.
You don't think so?
I feel like unlikely no.
That was an example of a stressed out man going too far.
Because my guess is he had some pretty good exchanges with, say, Don Sweeney, whether directly or through his agent or whatever.
Or
I'm
Pasta.
Sure those two didn't see eye to eye. I'm sure Pasta.
Okay.
Through the locker room, which was a disaster.
So look, if you didn't believe Keith before, you probably should. Again, when he's talking about he could have handled things differently.
Yeah. I don't think he's talking about me, but I do think he confirms everything that was going on with the team. Yes. I think, all the actions after the fact kind of proved it all out anyway.
They shipped him out.
I mean, they fired. I forget when that even came out. I forget if they had the coach then or not. Like, I forget the timing of it. Was Montgomery even there for that? Or did that happen after that? Whatever.
No. I think you had them firing Montgomery, then the subsequent
scoop was that,
by the way, they're a mess.
Right. Well, and they already were a mess. Then the mess was ongoing. It continued.
Pasta doesn't like Marchand's leadership, doesn't want to play on a line.
Then Sweeney nuked the team. He traded everybody. He didn't, just trade Marchand either. Like, he traded everybody away. But they got their man now.
So apology not accepted.
Not accepted.
If it even were an apology.
I've never accepted an apology in my life. You might as well save your breath.
Okay.
Florida just traded for Marsh.
Oh, yeah, how'd that happen?
Meanwhile, one more time. We talked about this earlier. We can set some of it up again.
The Bees have their man.
The Bruins have a new coach.
Yeah, that's right.
Marco Sturm. Very well-kept secret. We had not on anybody's radar whatsoever. You're a thumbs up or a thumb. Those are your only two options. Thumbs up or thumbs down, Keith.
So I get what? Three options?
No, you get up or down.
I'm a down. I had to be a Debbie Downer on such a historic day, the 30th coach in franchise history. Very exciting.
You shouldn't hate to be a Debbie Downer.
There's the last guy
to hire their coach. Yep. They got the literal scraps left over at the bottom of the dumpster. Yep. They dove in head first. They had their choice between Mitch Levin and Marco Sturm, and they chose the guy they knew.
The guy, by the way, had
to remind you that he played for the Bruins in his little video that he put out on social media.
You know, he has two nicknames, according to hockeyreference.com.
Okay, well,
someone
tweeted me one that I hope is one of them. I don't know if it is.
Careful.
Sturm Surge?
No.
That'd be a good one.
That's better than these two.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I like that. The Sturminator is one of them.
Ooh. No, Nick, also good.
Wow.
You've been sitting on that all morning.
I just thought of it.
The Sturminator. Sturm Surge? Nope. So we already have two. You're telling me.
Sturman Munson. No. That's not it either.
You meant Sturman Munster?
Munster.
Yeah.
Munster.
Actually, either
big works. Big name show today, actually.
Yeah. We're really just fumbling everything.
Sturman Moore. I like that guy.
Yeah.
He'd moss you in the end zone.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sturmy? Is one of them.
Okay,
that's
good.
One of his nicknames.
That's a good, clever hockey nickname.
The other one seems very on the nose.
Okay.
German. There's German.
There's German.
It's like, so we have the one guy on the team from Germany, you just call him German?
It's better than what I might have thought they would have gone with.
Oh, you put it together,
room.
I like it.
Yeah.
German Sturm?
German Sturman.
It's German Sturman. Maybe that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Marco German Sturm. 30th head coach of the Boston Bruins.
What a get.
Yep.
What a get. I can't even imagine what they've been haggling over the last week or so since word leaked out he was the likely hire. 617-779-7937. You can weigh in on the newest head coach of the Bruins, probably soon to be the next one out advance of the 31st head coach 2 years from now.
He's got 2 years, and that assumes he wins one President's Cup. He'll have 2 years.
Yeah.
Anything short of that, a year and a half.
All the comments on the Sturm video today were basically that. They're like, what does it matter? In 2 years, there'll be a new scapegoat. Don Sweeney's still here.
Look, seriously, dude.
Who even cares?
Rent, don't buy.
So we get to more thoughts on that. We'll get to the Red Sox and their win. They did win yesterday, Keith.
It's a huge win.
Which means it's perfect timing to go on the clock and decide why the Red Sox should fire Alex Cora.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team.
It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.